Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thor, Odin's son, my heir, my firstborn, so long entrusted with the mighty hammer Mjolnir, forged in the heart of a dying star. Its power has no equal as a weapon to destroy or as a tool to build. It is a fit companion for a king.
Yeah, but then we found out a lot of that stuff was a lie.
Look, you're going to have to speak all the Marvel, and I'll play along as best I can.
Well,
and listen, because
Odin had a daughter first. Her name is Hela, and she came back, and she ended up destroying Asgard.
I know, I asked for this.
And Mjolnir,
oh yeah,
the hammer that he's talking about. It turns out that hammer was not there to destroy or build. It was there to harness all of Thor's power, and he actually doesn't need it.
Was that Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah, he played Odin.
Wow.
In like a whole bunch of movies.
Oh yeah. Well,
yeah, there's quite a few people with a nice money grab in a lot of these that I was skimming through the Thor movie.
Really, a lot of high-end talent, huh?
What were you saying about Greg Odin?
Still out there.
He's still out there and doing stuff. Noah Syndergaard is the pitcher that was nicknamed Thor when he showed up for the Mets in 2015, made his debut, and was part of that rotation all the way into the World Series against the Royals with the long, flowing blonde hair and the big old fastball that I think they called the hammer, right? I'm pretty sure he was Thor and he had a hammer.
He had 7 really good years. It was like, man, if he can just tap into it. He had one exceptional year in 2016, and he's just kind of been drifting for the last 3 years.
He's one of those guys where velocity has gone away, and he just hasn't found a way to reinvent himself. He hasn't pitched in the big leagues since 2023.
I mean, that is consistent with the Thor story arc.
Tell me.
Well, Thor, if you look at Avengers Endgame, and if you look at what happened on with him and the Hulk, Thor kind of went on this thing where he lost confidence. He had his hair cut.
This is Lou Ferrigno we're talking about, right?
No.
Okay.
No. Avengers, something with the Ultron. I don't know what it is. Something with the Ultron.
Okay, so he lost his hair and his confidence.
He lost his hair. He lost his confidence.
Can't do that.
He ended up losing to Thanos. Man. And because of that, I honestly think that they did a wonderful job with that story arc of him being human almost and him being destroyed because he was supposed to be the strongest Avenger, and yet he got his ass whooped and his brother murdered and his best friend murdered by Thanos. Mm. Spoiler alert. So then he had to go on a hero's journey throughout the end of Endgame. he had to go on a hero's journey to kind of find himself and find purpose again.
And maybe that's where Noah Syndergaard has been, as he got his ass kicked in Cleveland in 2023.
Definitely Thanos.
Six starts. It was Tom Hamilton was Thanos? Makes a lot of sense. Actually, going great, Max.
Yeah, they got a guy in their middle of their lineup who I think probably a little bit more than.
There's a lot of stones in that gauntlet, Max.
A 7.16 ERA for the Dodgers also in 2023.
And you would think that if you were going to get figured out, the Dodgers would be the place where you're going to get figured out.
Yeah. I mean, but those are all starts. I wonder if the White Sox are going to like try and see if he can hump it up there and maybe be a reliever.
There's no downside to the White Sox doing this.
Well, but before we get to the real baseballness of it here, it's been a long time. It's been a long time since Noah Syndergaard has been good. Like, how many Thor movies have there been?
All of them, pretty much. No, a lot of Thor movies have been released since Noah Syndergaard has been good. And at one point, Natalie Portman was Thor. See, so, like, this is where we're at.
I learned that today in the show thread.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that Natalie Portman had ever been Thor. It doesn't even, I can't even compute. Can't even figure it out.
That's canon, actually. Like, that was a whole thing inside the comic book world. Like, even before the movie, it was a whole thing of, like, Thor number one, and there's a woman on the cover with Mjolnir.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and it. And I thought that they did an interesting job in Thor Love and Thunder of trying to explain it and explain it away. Hmm. But yeah, it's canonically sound.
What would Brian Bannister do with Natalie Portman, you think? What kind of stuff does she have? What kind of, you know, I don't know about her mechanics. I don't know what Bannister would do.
Good
with
for
her.
A long time, I think. Mechanics have been really good, really solid, yeah, consistent.
Yeah, I didn't get a single laugh when I shared a picture of her in The Professional today as an example of knowing her since A-ball.
Yeah, I feel like that's on a line.
Oh, I'm saying is that's when she was pitching an A-ball.
It's just because, you know, that movie. And,
I didn't say anything about it.
And how a lot of people felt about that movie still.
That's a fun movie.
Thank you, Daniel Norris.
Still a bit creepy.
Oh, for 100% creepy. That's part of its charm, though.
Do you know that I remember her on Saturday Night Live, and when she did, when she plays against type, whenever they have her on Saturday Night Live, like she is a filthy like rap artist.
Yeah, was she in Lazy Sunday?
Yeah, she's been in a bunch of their things, and I remember being like, I really like her, and like she's gorgeous. I remember Dan being like, I can introduce you to 10 girls that look like Natalie Portman. And I'm like,
I went to Jewish summer camp with all of them.
That's exactly what he said. And I was like, no, you cannot, sir. You cannot introduce me to 10 women who look like Natalie Portman. He's like, no. And then he'd be like, let me tell you what her last name was before she changed it and all that other stuff.
I see.
Yeah. Like, you don't know 10 women. But yeah, it's there have been a lot of.
I don't think he knew 10 women.
There have been a lot of Thor movies.
Yeah.
Storylines. Changes, storylines. Thor's even.
Pick a Hemsworth. They throw the Hemsworths at you.
And that's another thing that happened. So inside of the Thor movie, there is a play about Thor and his brother Loki. And they are one of the other Hemsworth plays the actor playing Thor.
Okay. Texters are saying, so what you're saying is the White Sox got Fat Thor?
Yeah, Fat Thor. So
that's too bad.
So after Infinity War, when, spoiler alert, when the Avengers lose, Thor blames himself and he goes on a self-destructive path, where he just eats ice cream, drinks beer, plays video games, and yells at people online on his PS5.
Been there, Thor. Been there, buddy.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, and then he kind of has to go through another hero's arc to get to be worthy again.
Got it. Well, maybe it could happen. Maybe it could happen for Noah Syndergaard here with the White Sox.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Speaks. The Avengers don't even exist anymore. In 2025,
that's how late they are.
The Avengers don't even exist now. They're going to exist again.
All right,
but for right now, in 14 months, spoiler alert, in 14 months, the Avengers are going to, they're going to recreate themselves. But as for now, they don't exist. Captain America is a 110-year-old man that went and lived out his life in an alternate timeline, didn't do a damn thing about racism while he was doing it. He just wanted to be in love, so he went back to the 40s so he could just be with Peggy Carter, which I totally understand.
Wow.
But he just went back there, and then he was like, no, I'm going to fix racism by giving Sam the shield. And then what he didn't know is that people hated the idea of a black man having that shield.
So it didn't work.
Right. Which was the whole point of the first Captain America movie slash show. And now people are, I think, kind of getting with it and all that stuff. So there's that. Tony Stark is dead. Spoiler alert. And he's not coming back, even though Robert Downey Jr. is playing Dr. Doom.
Okay.
And people think, oh, well, he'll just be playing Tony. And then they'll look at him and be like, oh, my God, you're Tony. No, he's Victor Von Doom. It's a whole different thing.
So Syndergaard in the rotation by August is what you're saying? Is that what you're saying? Now see, that
I think of seeing Syndergaard on a rainy day in Palm Beach in the Lululemon. We were in Palm Beach, it was pouring rain. And so we're in the mall. And about five Mets were in the Lululemon store. Because, that's the kind of stuff that, that age group, that's the kind of stuff they like. You know, that Lululemon has that kind of stuff. And Syndergaard was in there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Amazing. Look, here's the truth about the baseball part of it, okay? There are multiple levels on which you have to exist when you're in a rebuild. And one of them is fielding a big league team and maybe finding a little something you could flip at the deadline. I'm not saying they're going to be able to flip Syndergaard, but what I am saying is they might be able to flip a guy like Aaron Civale. Civale the other day threw 7 innings. A day after they lost Davis Martin and Cam Boozer to the injured list, and this was after a doubleheader and a bullpen day, and he gave them length. He gave them 7 innings. You need people to do that kind of stuff for you. And you can dream of a sign-in flip. Of course, the most famous sign-in flip in this town's history being Scott Feldman for Pedro Strop and Jake Arrieta. If you can find a sucker, you can turn 1 year of nothing into 7 years of something.
It's a lot of work for a guy that hasn't pitched consistently in 3 years.
I know, but if he wants to take a shot and give you some innings in August for a team going nowhere, you have to do that as well. That's your job as a team in a rebuild, is to find some people to do that so you don't waste bullets from young pitchers who could blow up at any time and still get through your season.
At this point,
ugly, but it's a true need.
At this point, I don't know if there is a Marvel superhero that you would want the White Sox to sign. Like, I'm going through the roster like right now,
like an existing
in the MCU.
One?
I guess Bucky, because he has a vibranium arm, but he's also 110 years old. Mm. So there's that. Sam won't take the super soldier serum, so he's just a regular guy. So you don't want that either.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Too young. No one knows. No one knows who he is.
Joe Nuxall was 15 when he pitched for the Reds.
No one knows who he is. And I'm guessing that the ball would stick.
They acquire Bruce Banner, but like, you know, the Hulk, he's just too apathetic. He can't get mad enough to unleash his powers.
Banny will fix him. Banny will unleash Bruce Banner's power.
I mean, I guess the White Sox could sign Ironheart. That series, I think, comes out today, right? It comes out tonight. Ironheart is Riri Williams, who is a 15-year-old. I guess now they've aged her out. She's now in college, but she's a genius, and she's kind of the heir to the Iron Man throne. And a lot of people don't like that, even though that's canon. Shout out to Eve Ewing, who wrote an incredible Ironheart series. Fantastic.
I love Ironheart.
There's a character called Thaddeus Ross. In the Marvel
Thaddeus Thunderbolt.
What about
Ross.
Him?
What about Thaddeus?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's Harrison Ford.
So there you go. But
he's the president.
How about Daredevil? Daredevil?
Daredevil is now back into the MCU. That would be a good choice.
I love that movie.
I'd rather have him as a fielder than a pitcher.
Would you go see Daredevil?
Even though he's
Which
blind.
One is that now?
That's Ben Affleck's new movie about the guy who's a blind crime fighter who turns into Daredevil. True story.
The greatest. One of my radio thrills, being able to play that for Mad Dog. He said, "Oh, that is funny. You're right."
and didn't Francesa and Syndergaard have beef?
Oh, big time. Tanny put that in the thread. It was amazing. Francesa.
So he saw him in the mall, and then they had beef on Twitter.
Yeah, he said the Mets are better off without him at one point, and Syndergaard responded, "Damn, I didn't know you were still alive. Congrats."
Yes, texters and everyone in the mob. Riri is also from the South Side. So
there you go.
So we could have her pitch for the White Sox.
That is a natural.
There, we finally found someone that's willing to pitch for the White Sox along with Thor.
I knew you'd deliver. I knew you'd deliver when they put Thor on your baseball team. To me, I'm like, oh, it's got Lawrence Holmes' name all over it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.